Led to here at the Community Cup. I'm here with Jason, the founder of the Rec Link Community Cup. How are you today, Jason?
Absolutely pumped. Absolutely pumped. We're in the dungeon area of the famous Sharon Stan of a ground that just reeks of inner city working class grounds. So I'm very excited as a left-wing socialist.
Yes, nice. And also deep heat. I'm smelling some deep heat through the nostrils.
Well, so, there's lots of rock dogs getting rubbed down, so nice. Your perception is 10 out of 10.
Some of them aren't actually even playing.
And I've also got Cram here with me. Hello, Cram.
Hi. It's great to be here.
We've got our coach, Dan Sultan.
We've got Dan Sultan in with us.
Hello, Dan.
Hi. Nice to have met you. I am a huge fan. I will just get that on the record. And of you, Cram.
Yeah, that's right. You can get rubbed down as well.
Oh, that'd be great. Sorry. So I just wanted to know, obviously, Rock Dogs, big day for the Rock Dogs. What are some key strategies? This isn't going into the megas, just so you know. But just
look, the key basic strategy for me before I've got to go is just to keep the room calm. It's like, you know, musicians tend to kind of burn out in the band room, deliver a shit set, you know, or drink too much. Just relax. We just got to we've been training. We've been in the rehearsal room.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Calmness and Evo.
Sure.
We're not going to do that. We're going to fire up.
Yep.
We're going to be mental all day. And we're just going to be nagging at them and just going at them with a rock dogs, which include little dogs that nip at your heels all day. And big dogs that are a bit dumb and like totally mellow, you know, big puppy dogs.
Great.
You know.
And Cram, what position are you playing today?
I don't know.
Interesting strategy, not knowing.
Don't know, left, right, out probably. So
I'm
going to try my best. It's not about where you play, it's about your connection to this beautiful team, this amazing community.
Cram's a bit of a halfback flanker.
This is
rhyming slang for...
I didn't get that, yes.
No, it's a family-friendly show, so we didn't get that either.
I'll probably end up with, like, 27 handballs and no kicks. That's my usual
I'm sure you'll be many assists.
You'll try to kick. You just won't be able to get any.
No, exactly.
Had you not gone into the music industry, do you think either of you would have been playing footy today?
Well, we wouldn't
we
wouldn't qualify for the Rock Dogs in our own bands.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. No, but we'd be playing proper footy.
Did you play?
We'd probably be playing better footy.
Did you used to play?
Yeah, I played for many years as a kid.
Who did you play for?
Finley?
I played for Finley, who's from there? Tom Hawkins and Shane Crawford.
Oh,
so
elite.
It's pretty footy hard range, yeah. But it's in the Riverina, there's not much else to do except play footy.
Sure. And what about you, Dan? Did you used to play?
A little bit.
Yeah, where'd you play?
I lived in Cairns for a couple of years, so I played up there. I played Oak Park, Kangas, out in the western suburbs of Melbourne, and for the Rock Dog, classic.
We're both former captains.
Oh, lovely.
And one year, this captain kicked the ball to me as another captain, and it was a perfect pass, but I ran in the wrong direction, and then about 37 megahertz crunched me, and I broke my ribs.
Oh,
I did all I could do.
Look, we'll see. We'll hopefully no more injuries today. But
we hope so.
And what do you think is the key to the success of Reckling Cup? What is
community.
It? Community.
Communities. Mm-hmm. It's in the name.
It brings all the things together, the Melbourne community itself, with the love of music, love of helping each other out, and love of football. And it's just, you can see out there today, as it is every year, it's a real day for Melburnians to come and hang out, and some even streak. So like that, there's some real enthusiasm.
Hopefully. Well, thanks so much for your time, Cram. I was my mother's only son, forgotten most from the early days, but I remember she used to say. Melbourne, I'm here with Emily Ullman, hashtag the Ullmanator. First game for the Rock Dogs today, how are you feeling?
It's actually my first game of footy ever, so I can't tell. I'm pumped, I'm excited, I'm nervous. I spent 20 minutes on the toilet before. It's all happening. I'm just can't wait to smash those pesky megahertz. They're going down.
So what are your key strategies going out for the first time ever? Have you had any mental preparation?
Heaps of mental preparation. Courage shots, whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of just my sister keeps telling me, on the other side of fear is victory. I've been like telling myself that over and over. And other than that, my strategy is not to get injured.
Fantastic strategy. Yeah.
Thank you.
And do you follow football outside of the Comp?
Yeah, massive Western Bulldogs fan.
Go Doggies!
Go Doggies! Got tat when we won the Premiership last year.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's me. But I think that there's some official stuff happening.
Okay,
so I better go.
I will let you go. Thanks. Thank you so much. We've been lovely to meet you.
Dogs.
I'm down here in the Megahertz War Room. Yeah, everyone's getting ready, getting taped. I'm here with DJ Milu.
That's me.
DJ Milu, did I say it right, Milu?
Correct, it's you, DJ Milu.
Getting it on the table, I do play football with Millie at West Brunswick, so conflict of interest.
An honour and a privilege.
So, Millie, what's the plan today? What are you going to go out there and do?
Kick the ball, mark the ball, kick a goal, go kick a rocker from outside 50 is the plan.
That's a pretty solid plan that you've got going on there.
Yeah.
And how have you prepared for today?
Look, I had some porridge this morning. Prior to that, had some beers last night.
Yep.
No. Look, been training Sundays with the Mighty Megahertz in Brunswick, having a ball thanks to DQ. Playing a bit of football outside of that as well. Not very well, but giving it a burl. Mostly just getting excited.
And tell me a bit about the rivalry that you guys have got going on with the Rock Dogs.
Oh, we're going to crush them. The Rock Dogs. We don't like them. I don't like them. There's one of them that maybe I kind of sort of like. She's all right. But the rest, they better watch out. I'll tell you what.
Fighting words from Millie Davidson. Thanks, yep. Mill. Go out and smash them.
Look, thanks, Polly.
Sally White from Sin Radio. Sally is playing for the Megahertz today. How are you feeling, Sal?
Very nervous and a bit excited. They're competing emotions right now. So minute to minute, one is winning.
And you've played with the Megahertz before. How many years have you been playing?
Just 1 year before this, so this is my second year. And it's what got me into playing footy. I always love footy. It's what got me into playing footy, and it's just the best experience.
This is good news. West Brunswick definitely benefiting from the Community Cup, as is the whole community. What can we expect to see from you today, Sally?
Well, I'll be playing on the wing, so hopefully some score assists. That's what I'm aiming for this year. But really, it's just all about the theatre and the spectacle and working together as a team. It's a really unique event, having both men and women on the field together as equals, and it's a really, really fun day.
Fantastic. And what does the cause mean to you?
Brecklink, it's all about helping people who are isolated socially and giving them networks and giving them friends and a community, and I just think that can't be underestimated how important that is to people.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Sally. Go Megas.
Go Megas. Thanks, Polly.
We're here with Tess Lawley from Sin Triple R and PBS. So covering all the community stations.
Well, three of six or seven. So still a significant amount.
Obviously playing for the Megahertz today. And what position are you playing today?
I'm in the centre today. I'm doing a little bit of ruck work. The first tap, the first centre, well, throw for each quarter is women only in the centre, so I'm doing a little bit of ruck work, and then I'll be sticking around the middle of the ground, making sure the Rock Dogs don't get it into their forward 50.
Good plan. And can you tell me a little bit about the rules? Obviously, this is a different competition, men and women playing. How does that work?
Pretty similarly, to be honest. The tackling rule is a little bit different. It's sort of just about conscientious tackling, so making sure that you're not completely flattening someone who's a lot smaller, a lot lighter than you are. Other than that, the rules are relatively the same. You can't tackle from behind in our game, and you can't... I think that kind of might be it.
Okay, cool. And I saw you had a really good pep talk from your coach before and the captain. What were the key messages?
Just to really get excited and soak it all up, to get around each other, and when a mega hit does something great, we're all going to celebrate and we're going to love every minute.